You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live on the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national. We cover down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We're going to the phones right now. I'm still in number one of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling this whole section of the show the taxation fixation. And how we basically have, we've seen all of our neighboring states and a lot of our other, you know, non-neighboring states, not contiguous to us, enacting some pretty major tax reforms. Some have been comprehensive reforms that'll be lasting. Some have been just, you know, rebates. Others have been suspensions or tax holidays. I mean, Florida put in multiple sales tax holidays throughout the year to give a boost to the brick-and-mortar economy. And I'm just looking at it going, what the heck, Alabama? I mean, I can remember when I got in, we were fighting just to bring the budgets online back in 2010. For the whole first quadrennium, we were fighting the deficits that had been left behind by Democrats. As we stabilized that, it's almost like they don't remember what it took to get us to the point that we have the ability to garner a surplus, and now they won't give it back. Well, listen, I'm bringing somebody on the air right now who has served in the Alabama State House, Andrew Sorrell. Most recently was a representative serving House District 3 from up here in North Alabama. He has most recently been elected to be the next state auditor for the state of Alabama, so he is auditor-elect, Andrew Sorrell. And without further ado, let me just bring him on the show. Andrew Sorrell, how you doing, man?
Phil, I'm doing great. Always good to be on Right Side Radio.
Hey, thanks, buddy. I appreciate that, and thanks for making yourself available to us. Hey, so let me let me ask you your thoughts. I mean, I know for a fact that when you were in the legislature, you would be considered a fiscal hawk, very conservative. Sometimes you were the only one actually saying no or yes to the right things. That being said, what are your thoughts on the current state of the legislature, whether it's ever going to see any real measurable tax reform?
Well, I like our odds better now than I have the last 4 years, I'll tell you that. I think we've seen someone elected majority leader in the House who I have a very high opinion of. I think Scott Stadhagen is serious about giving some money back to the people, the taxpayers, where it originally comes from. But the last 4 years, I almost felt like it was kind of a wasteland for conservatism in the Alabama State House. And I'm disappointed to say that, but it's the truth. Did we pass some good things? Yeah, we did. We passed constitutional carry. We passed some transgender sports bills, some transgender surgery bills. We got some of those conservative hot-button issues done. But where we failed, more so than in any other area, was on the fiscal side of policy. Now, I know that you were a foundation fellow. You went through the Club for Growth Foundation program, and
right.
You studied this in-depth for weeks there. I've applied to that program as well. Hope I get in this year. But if you look at the Club for Growth scorecard, which only does fiscal, they only grade fiscal issues, the average Republican in the state House scored a 28 this year. And that's with me scoring a 95 and bringing the average up. We did not do any meaningful tax cuts or tax reform. In fact, we did the exact opposite. We passed a gigantic, the largest tax increase in Alabama history that's ever actually passed. Not the largest to have been proposed, but the largest to actually pass was the 10-cent gasoline tax that continues going up forever. Every 2 years, it goes up even more. So this in an era where we have record-setting budgets. Our education budget was up 16% last year. Our general fund budget up 8% last year. If you compare that with the popflation rate, which is the population growth plus the inflation rate, we are growing government faster than we should be in Alabama. In fact, as Club for Growth correctly noted, we are actually growing government faster than the state of California right now.
Yeah, that's an amazing statistic, and I have heard that before. The Policy Institute has put out some information on that same thing, and it's just when you read that, it almost makes you cringe. But let me ask you this: as we move forward, you're looking at taking the office of state auditor when you're sworn in January, and I know the state auditor does not necessarily, you know, affect the budgets and or for that matter, you know, has the opportunity to pass tax reform. But you do bring a level of accountability. What do you see based upon your beliefs and where you stand in terms of being fiscally accountable? How does that translate? And do we see anything coming out of your tenure as an auditor that will impact the things you and I are talking about right now?
I hope what you see coming out of my tenure, obviously I don't have a vote in the legislature anymore, but what I do have is a voice, and I have a statewide platform to talk about the issues that I care about. And people expect people like the state auditor and the state treasurer to voice their opinion on the Alabama budget. I think it's a very appropriate thing for the state auditor to comment on the budget. And what I see is states like Mississippi working to completely eliminate their state income tax, and all I see Alabama talking about is a lousy one-time rebate. That's not good enough. Not in an era where we have, again, record-setting budgetary growth. We have the internet sales taxes come on after the Quill decision at the Supreme Court level. That is causing a huge increase in taxes. We haven't eliminated the grocery tax in Alabama, one of the few states to not get rid of that. So we need to do, I think all of the above is the correct approach. I support a one-time rebate. I support a income tax cut. And we need to inflation adjust our tax brackets, because there's bracket creep going on where, you know, if a bracket starts at 50,000, well, as inflation continues to rage at 8%, 50,000 is less and less money. So there's bracket creep, and you're paying a higher tax rate than you were in previous years for the same amount of inflation adjusted wages. Nobody's talking about any of these issues right now in Montgomery. And I hope that I'm not the only one the next 4 years addressing them, but if that's what it takes, I will. I'll be all over talk radio. I'll be doing interviews with anybody that'll listen to me about how we need to reform our state's budgetary process.
Well, I mean, you know how to put us on speed dial, so there's that. But let me segue off some things you just said right there. So as we look at other states doing what they do, you just finished saying you do support an all of the above, a rebate, some comprehensive reform, and some others. And one of the arguments that you constantly hear back is from those who are resistant to the idea of tax reform is, well, Alabama's got the lowest property taxes, and that's the reason why we can't, you know, do away with revenue in other places. Your thoughts on that?
Well, you just look at how much we have coming in versus how much we need to fund state government. I think that state government is already overfunded. You know, other people are talking about, well, I don't know if we can afford to cut back, or we can't cut back more than the inflation rate or whatever. No, listen, we need to cut government at all, especially at the federal level. But trust me, there's plenty of waste going on at the state level. And you probably experienced this when you were in the legislature as well. But anytime you introduce a bill that's going to right-size state government, it's incredibly difficult. You know, we can't pass bills to get Alabama out of the liquor business. And by the way, Alabama loses money. Only the government could sell alcohol at a loss, right? And they'll tell you they're making a profit, but that's because they're including the sales taxes on the liquor, which the state would collect those taxes, whether the state was selling it or whether a private company was selling it. You subtract the taxes out, we're losing money selling alcohol in Alabama, right? We're losing money on legal notices and newspapers. We pay millions of dollars a year. And the counties and municipalities pay this too. Huntsville spent $110,000 in 2018 on legal notices and newspapers. All of that could be put on the Secretary of State's website for free. I even had John Merrill agreeing to do it if I could pass my bill. Legislature really doesn't seem very interested in cost-saving measures. What I would like to see is somebody in the House or Senate put together a panel of people who are like, okay, how can we save Alabama money? And we need to do a small government day in the legislature. You know, we do all these themed days, the Veterans Day. We're going to pass a bunch of bills to help veterans. And all that's wonderful. Let's do a small government day. Any bill that repeals any previously passed law that needs to come off the books, or any bill that cuts taxes or reduces government spending, those are the only bills that make it to the floor that day. Wouldn't that be refreshing to see?
That'd be a whole new day. It almost sounds like an oxymoron to say that government has a small government day. But yeah, I mean, I totally get it. And yes, I agree. I think that needs to happen. Now, what I hope is going to happen is that you're going to wind up having sort of an agenda that you'll publish in advance, so that we can see the kind of things you're working on. Because I think that your incoming office is probably one of the least appreciated and little known in state government. But you are there for the sole purpose of providing accountability to the taxpayers as to the things that Alabama spends money on and or owns. Am I correct?
So you're absolutely right. So people don't understand what the auditor does. The auditor right now tracks the state's property. It's $1.2 billion worth of property. You basically make sure it's not walking away. It's not growing legs and walking away. And 1% of our state property every year actually does go missing. But let me give you an example of some other things the state auditor should be doing. So, for instance, the financial account audits are done by the examiners of public accounts right now. So they're going to come in, they're going to take a county commission's books, and they're going to make sure that the money really went where they said it was going. Well, even if you pass that audit, quote unquote, no one's auditing the books to see, okay, we spent $70,000 on an automobile. Could we have purchased a used one for $44,000 that would have done the job just as well? We're not doing that kind of auditing at all in Alabama.
Yeah.
And I would love to take that on as a state auditor. I will beg the legislature for that duty. Let me review state government spending and suggest ways where we can save money.
That's a novel concept, brother. I hope you understand that. You're speaking an alien language in a foreign land when you do that. So, we'll see. All right. So I guess let me ask you this then. You're taking office in January. Around the same time, the legislature will be going into its first session of the new quadrennium. About a third of the legislature is new. So that being said, if you had to predict whether there would be any tax relief in this coming session, what is your prediction?
What you're going to see is a one-time rebate. And the reason I say that is because that's what will be easiest to get through. That's what the governor will support. That's what, you know, House leadership is most likely to support. Now, that's not what I want to see. I think a one-time rebate, that does nothing to address the growth of government in future years. That just kind of takes, trust me, there will be enough money for a one-time rebate and for them to still grow state government in Alabama in 2023, I guarantee you. But if you're asking for my prediction of what's going to happen, that's what I think. I think you'll see an across-the-board rebate.
Okay. Well, I would bet that if I had to lay odds on something happening, that would be what I would bet would happen too. And all right. Well, listen, Auditor-elect Andrew Sorrell, thanks so much for spending time with us today. We're going to have you back on probably multiple times. Look forward to it.
Hey, always enjoy coming on. Appreciate the invitation. Look forward to giving an update on maybe my first few weeks in the auditor's office next spring.
All right. Sounds good. We'll see you.
Thanks.
All right, Boomer. Take us to the break, brother. We'll do that right now. I'm gonna call a lid. I'm borrowing a Biden term. I'm calling a lid on the number one of the triple dipper. We're gonna come back from this, and hey, brother, I think I owe you some push-ups.
Yeah, maybe just a few. We'll see right now.
Just a few, and you get to eat donuts, and I get to do some push-ups. So let's get her done.
All right.
All right. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned.